Texte numéro 86. Starting over. In 1989, as Japan was relishing the dizzy heights of its economic boom, 21-year-old Maebashi Osamu was homeless and without a dream for the future. Born in Kamugawa, a small city facing the Pacific Ocean, Maebashi had started surfing when in junior high school and grew up crazy about the sport. But when he tried to turn professional, his hopes were dashed. Bitterly disappointed, he left his hometown and headed for Tokyo. And there, finding scant motivation to work, he ended up homeless, shifting from place to place in the metropolis, surviving by working as a day laborer on building sites. He found places to sleep in unfinished buildings or parks, sometimes making a shelter from tarpaulins. He fed himself on leftover food from fast food restaurants or out-of-date lunchboxes thrown out by convenience stores. Some 2 years into this lifestyle, he was searching for a lunchbox through some garbage one day when someone called out, "Hey, you, don't do it. You're an amateur. You'll make yourself sick." It was a vagrant, bedraggled, in filthy clothes. "That's when I suddenly came to myself," recalls Maebashi. "I realized I couldn't carry on living like that." He put his aimless lifestyle behind him. He started working as a part-timer at a haulage company that delivered and installed furniture and fittings for newly built condominiums, and there his latent talents began to bloom. He decided to give up part-time work and started working on his own as a subcontractor, doing light manual work such as delivering materials and cleaning. In 1997, he registered his company. Then in 2003, he started a new business aimed at men who do not have a fixed abode, but are keen to work. As well as being an agency for labouring jobs, this venture provides beds for rent in a scheme called Rest Box. Charging 1,000 to 1,800 yen, up to $15 per night, Rest Box currently has facilities in 22 locations in Tokyo. Maebashi sets them up by leasing empty commercial space, putting in rows of bunk beds and a shower, a washing machine, even flat-screen TVs. Once men have lost their homes and become day labourers, they can find it very difficult to rent somewhere to live. Rest Box provides a sort of base camp for such people, giving them an address and a second chance. Maebashi's new venture has been covered by the BBC and CNN, as well as the Japanese media. In early October 2006, he went to New York, where he saw NPO welfare activities for the homeless and looked into the possibility of extending his own business overseas. Adapted from the Japan Journal, January 2007.